How about the annual regattas, short races, short distance events? Are you still paddling annually in some of those races?
Yes, in fact, just this past season, I paddled with the Senior Masters crew.
Oh, let's cover that for just a minute. Where did you start out? What group did you start out with?
This year,
No, I mean from the
from the
beginning of your
beginning,
paddling career.
12 and under,
When
12 and under,
you started 12 and under.
12 and under, 14 and under, 16 and under, 18 and under, and then to freshmen, sophomore, juniors, seniors.
Now you're into the Masters.
Now I'm into the Masters. I
When you say
graduated.
Masters, tell me a little about the Masters groups.
Well, the first master division is 35 and over. And then the Senior Masters is 45 and over. Then they have the Golden Masters, which is 50 and over.
So you are now in.
No, I'm still fortunate. I've been able to paddle with well, this year was the Senior Masters in the regatta season. Although I could qualify for the Golden Masters, but I feel that I'm still very young yet and want to compete for a younger seat.
You probably could go in the regular, in the
Well,
seniors.
last year I had the pleasure of paddling with the senior men's.
You did?
Yeah, and the 4th of July races.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. No, yeah.
Yeah. And let's see. However, last year, I steered the novice and freshman crew in the Molokai.
Molokai race.
Yeah, we came in 29th overall, and so I
Out
thought
of
we
how
did pretty
many?
good
How
out
many?
of 108.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's a good
You're
time. Good
a real
times
Iron Man when it comes to paddling.
all the way. I didn't even change.
You love it?
Love it.
Cool. Wonderful.
Love the sport.
You mentioned the 4th of July races. Could you cover that for just a minute?
Sure.
What is a 4th of July race?
Well, it's our club sponsored race, named after one of our past presidents,
Walter McFarlane.
Walter McFarlane,
Yeah.
and it takes 4th and of course July 4th. And all of his families are there for the opening. And with
How does it differ from the regular races that you have during the season?
well, it's probably the most prestigious, the most fun race of all the regattas,
Why?
because it takes place in Waikiki. Takes place in Waikiki, and therefore we have to go through the surf. And turn around, come back, and get on the surf, the waves.
You go out from the beach
Yes.
to what flags
To the
outside?
flags, quarter mile flags and half mile flags. Turn and come back, and hopefully get on a swell, and then a swell develop into a wave, and return with a safe and fast finish.
That means you depend a lot on the surf then for what the end
Yes,
result.
we do. Most of the times, it could work to your advantage. Naturally, on the return, you'd like to get on it at the half mile mark if you can, and which is possible. You can get on the swell and keep paddling, paddling until you're on it, and then it eventually develops into a little more wave.
Have you ever had a situation when somebody's overtaken you by getting on a wave?
Yes, we have. In fact, many times, many times. We would be in like lane 4 and 5, where the waves are not consistent, or the swells are not consistent, and we would be leading. And then all of a sudden, crews in lanes 1, 2, 3 get on a wave, and they go right by us. Oh,
Frustrating.
heartbreaking. Heartbreaking, yes.
How
Very
many
frustrating.
Fourth of July races have you paddled in?
I paddled in 4th of July, approximately 42 Fourth of July races.
Henry, that's fantastic. Well, there's another sport I know that you've been very active in, mm-hmm. and that's the baseball team.
Yes.
Tell me a little about the baseball program.
Oh, boy. We're having fun. We're having a great year this year. In fact, we just played last night and beat a team called Maharaja.
What league is this?
This is called the Diamond Head Invitational Baseball League, which is played right across from the club in Kapi'olani Park.
And softball?
Softball, slow pitch, no higher than 10 feet, 12-inch diamond balls, red dots made by Dudley.
How's the club doing? How have you done
that? We're in first place. We got two more games. And I think we can take it this year. I think we can take it.
When did the softball league competition first start?
It started in 1960. It started in 1965.
Have you been with it since the beginning?
Yes, from the very beginning with, Peter Baldy. He used to be on the original team, Bill Head, some of the original guys. Let's see, any guys on the board. Yeah, I guess Peter was the only one, a past president and board member. It's been... And at that time, it was called the Surveyors League, Surveyors. So there were a lot of members working for other surveying companies. And it was mountain ball pitch. And then 1982, it was converted to slow pitch.
What positions do you play?
I'm at catcher. It's closer to the dugout. Sometimes first base. And sometimes pitching.
Every day?
We play once a week.
Once a week?
Every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, when I say every day, I mean you're probably playing every game that's ever been played, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm always there to support the team. We try to get the younger members. You know, if we have more than 12, we try to play all the younger members.
Well, that's a good
first,
idea.
Yeah. Or the first 10 that appears on the field. But we always make room for the young guys.
You know, this is the first interview that we've ever talked about the baseball program. And I know that you're synonymous with that. The baseball and the baseball mm-hmm. program, so I wanted to get it on tape.
Thank you. I think it's a very good program, and we've been successful most of the years. The competition has gotten better. And, of course, we're just limited to our members, huh?
Yeah.
But this year, it looks really good. We got a lot of, you know, it's funny, you actually have to ask or recruit people that you may think that play ball. And we were able to get a lot of new members out there this year. Jim Joy.
Where do you play?
School. We play right across from the Albuquerque on Kapi'olani Park. It's called the, in the past they called it Else Field. But we kind of renamed it the Else Albuquerque Field.
Of course.
Of course, right. Good
well,
neighbors.
That's most interesting. Let's see, what other activities at the club have you engaged in?
The one I enjoy, I've been on just about every committee in the club. I especially enjoy the entertainment committee. One of the projects that I've been asked to do is the club's luau, and I've participated in that for the last 3 years, and it's been very, very successful.
When is that held?
That's usually held in the third weekend of September. on a Saturday night.
Why is it that on that particular date? Is there any significance of that particular date?
Well, it began, what, almost 100 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it was another month, but as far as I can remember, it was always held in September.
Always held in September, yeah.
But what, you know, because today we have other activities, we try not to get into a conflicting weekend with paddling or running or some major sport. So we have a free weekend where everybody can come and enjoy.
Yeah, I'm aware that you had served on almost every committee that there is. Have you ever been on the board of directors?
Yes, I have. I've been on the board of directors for approximately 12 years. 12 years.
You're not on the board now?
No, I'm not.
When was the last time you served on the board?
I served the last time in 1992, I think.
Have you ever, I know you've been elected, I think, every time you've run.
Yes.
Have you ever aspired to become an officer of the club?
Yes, I've had that that desire. In fact, in my last term on the board, some of the members of the board asked me to run for president. So I said, well, my response was, well, we got the votes, let's do it, you know? So we thought we had the votes, but I missed it by one.
You missed it by one?
Yeah.
Shame.
Same.
You made a wonderful
it was a good experience.
Well, you've done so much for the club, and you've contributed so fantastically. I think you could do a lot more. How old are you now?
I love this club. I love this club. I love everybody, and you know, wherever I can help.
How old are you now?
I am 55.
55. Still going strong. Well, I know you. I know your heart and soul is with this club, and all the things you've done. Contributions you made. That takes you back to another point. What was your reaction to the fact that we had to move from the old location to the new location?
My initial reaction was disappointed because, you know, the club was there for so long and it was centrally located. And everybody wanted to be around the other's actions, you know. But I think in the long run, it proved to be a much better adventure when it, you know, it got more dense and populated. And today, I love the new location. It was a very good decision.
What would you say would be the difference in the activities at the old club and the activities that we engage in now? Family life and things of that nature.
Well, being in this location, we have access to Kapiolani Park, which is right across the street, along with the Diamond Head tennis courts. So, with our current activities, sports and other activities, we can get more families involved. You know, whether it's tennis or softball, volleyball. We have more, a bigger facility, more parking, terrific snack bar. It's a great, great family oriented club.
I know there are members of the club who have suggested that we consider expanding the club, adding a second floor, giving more amenities. What is that? What is your reaction to that? There are others, of course, that oppose it. Mm-hmm. What is your feeling on that?
Well, my feeling is that if we want to increase the membership quota, we're going to have to expand. And if we're going to expand, to really, really research it and make sure we're that we can maintain the same spirit and keep it as a family-friendly
club. There are those that are much opposed because they think that, you know, if you begin to grow, then your problems increase.
Something personal, not a, right.
Multiply.
Yeah.
Anything else you can think of that you'd like to add to this interview?
Well, I appreciate you giving me this opportunity to be interviewed, and I've always enjoyed the programs here, and entertainment, sports, and I'm really proud of the club.
Well, as it so often happens after the interview is over, the interviewee thinks of things that they'd like to have said. Mm-hmm. And we can always get together. You're going to have an opportunity to review the transcript, add to it if you wish. Well, we can always have another session and continue this interview. Ordinarily, we'd like to stop at about half an hour, 45 minutes. I think we're approaching an hour mark, which is a long interview.
Yes.
It's been an exceptionally good interview. I've enjoyed every minute of it, and I've learned a lot. I can't thank you enough. I mean, this has been just excellent.
You're very welcome. Mahalo.
Mahalo. Again, aloha.
Aloha.
Thank you.